If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their five other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about: golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't disagree with me, do you? Like, of all the silly things that people have said about the Browns over the last umpteen years, some of which ended up being right, this is furthest from the truth. The Browns were trying to sabotage or break Shedeur Sanders.
Look, if you're going to say anything, and this wouldn't make sense either because the Browns have two first-round picks in a draft that is going to be supposedly much, much better at quarterback at the top than what we just went through. Mm-hmm. Like, you could make the argument that, hey, slow-playing Shedeur, like, and trying to compare it, even though, again, there's no comparison to the Chiefs and Mahomes or, you know, what the Packers did. Mm-hmm. Or have done on multiple occasions. It doesn't hold up as much because, again, they've got two first-round picks. So Shedeur kind of has to play this year. You can't just sit him out the whole year, right? You can't redshirt him.
No. If that happens,
he's just going to be a backup quarterback in the league.
Well, you're right. And, again, I think naturally, like, so people got upset with it. Well, boy, you know what? This seems like the perfect time for a training camp report, by the way.
Training camp coverage powered by Classic Ford and Classic Chevy and Mentor.
It ain't like you're not going to see him. Like Ben Axelrod, our buddy from Awful Announcing, who's locally based, Ben had tweeted something that I disagreed with. I'm going to get to the phones here in a second. But Ben had said that it's already shaping up. He believes that the biggest argument that we're going to see this year, the dominant Browns argument of the season, is going to be whether or not Kevin Stefanski deserves another year based on the roster Andrew Berry gave him to work with. I don't think that's it. I think the argument is going to be, because eventually you will get a chance to see Shedeur Sanders, have we seen enough Shedeur Sanders to move on? That, I think, is going to be the argument. I mean, you got four guys technically in there. I mean, Kenny Pickett will be back at some point here. So they will try to squeeze the trigger and see whether or not Kenny Pickett's got something for him. I know that we're about to talk about Dylan Gabriel here in a moment. Who knows how long that's going to go. The Joe Flacco conversation, Aditi put together a great piece with her and Joe Flacco last week. And then you have this star that is in so many ways transcendent of two programs. One that was the worst in college football. Now you have this guy who, you know, people just don't want to believe it, or some people just don't want to believe it because I think they've been burned by guys that we've made a big deal about in the past, seems to just have a good head on his shoulders. He drives a little bit fast for the people on 71, obviously, but Aaron Knapp just seems to be a nice young man. And I think that some people are waiting for the nefarious part out of it, and there's not. There's really
not. Nefarious?
I think that there's some people who've been burned. And then on the other side, I think there's some people who are just addicted to the arguments over Shedeur Sanders because, let's be serious here, when he was in college for the last 2 years at Colorado and certainly at Jackson State as well, there were a lot of people wondering, okay, is this kid good or is this just because of his father? Because we remember his father, who was one of the most polarizing athletes in football and baseball at the time in professional sports when he was coming out of college and then when he was playing both pro baseball and pro football. So you have a guy who comes from another guy who, they've lived their life in the spotlight, and it's always been polarized. And I think that some people have a struggle to come to terms with that. My point is that the Browns are a business. They want their fan base to like them. They know that franchise quarterbacks are what drives this whole thing. It's what makes anybody believe that their team has a chance from year to year to year. And if he's got anything, damn it, they're going to try to make sure that they can, because he's obviously a star. He's obviously that. And I just don't believe if anybody believes that this franchise of all the teams would try to sabotage Shedeur Sanders, it's just patently wrong.
I mean, if I were a diehard Shedeur first fan and I'm not from Cleveland and I'm listening to, you know, the training camp updates and Daryl Ryder, you know, come in and say, oh, I actually think they're getting Dylan Gabriel ready to start quicker than Shedeur. All right, that I can understand being frustrated. I totally can, because in your mind, you think Shedeur should have been the second quarterback taken in the draft.
Higher ceiling guy, yep.
And yet he's buried on the depth chart in Cleveland. He's fourth on the depth chart in Cleveland. I could understand that, but I could also make the case that, hey, it's a much better situation, slow playing Shedeur for maybe the second half of the season than throwing him on this team right now, coming off 3-14. Like, if anything, you want to talk about sabotaging? Sabotaging would be throwing him to the fire on a bad football team to start out the year when everybody is saying they might start out 0-6.
Speaking of D-Ride, we have that audio. Hit it.
Dylan Gabriel shows some flashes, but he's a 7-on-7 quarterback. Like, I feel like with the reps that they're giving him with the first-team offense, they're preparing him to play this year. I don't know that that's a great idea, having him play this year, because I just don't think he's a legit NFL starter caliber quarterback. But that's obviously what they're going to do and what they want to do. You know, Jimmy Haslam kind of made it pretty apparent.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their 5 other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about. Golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday that he wants to see that this year.
So here's your beef, right? Your beef should be, why would they be plotting this course to play Dylan Gabriel and not Shedeur? If you were a Shedeur guy and you're Shedeur first and that's your world, you're invested into seeing him ASAP more than you care about the Browns or any of that. That, what you just heard from our Browns beat reporter, Dale Ryder.
But that's it.
That should drive you crazy.
Well, a person who loves Shedeur would say, well, that's what I'm talking about, Ken, with the disrespect. And I would go, no. It's not about disrespect. I think that you could look at it and say over the last 6 years, they might not know what they're looking at. That's fair. But for the guy that sold that many jerseys already before he even took a snap at an NFL helmet, the charitable stuff, everything that the guy stands for, to say that they're not trying to make him anything of a starter or trying to sabotage or destroy him some way somehow, I just think is patently false. From everything that's ever been said about this organization, of all the things, that one is just totally 100% incorrect. 216-474-0092. I'm going to give the phones here in a second. But that, my friends, is the training camp report.
Training camp coverage powered by Genesee Brewing Company and Window Nation.
All right, 216-474-0092. Leach in Cleveland. You're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? Yeah, I think they sabotaging Shedeur, man. They've been sabotaging him since the 5th round. When he got picked up in the 5th round, 144th, I think they've been sabotaging him since then.
Boy, are you talking about the NFL or are you talking about the Cleveland Browns?
The NFL as a whole. The Cleveland Browns, everybody is sabotaging. I'm a true Browns fan. I've been a Browns fan since I was 5. I'm 37 now.
So what have the Browns done that you don't like that you believe that they are doing it to hurt Shedeur Sanders?
Not giving them a chance.
He played against the ones yesterday.
First time. And then
it's been a week of training camp. They started, last Wednesday? So it was Wednesday to Wednesday. It was 1 week.
And he was fourth on the depth chart.
He was fourth on the depth chart to start out camp.
Man, I hear you guys, man. But from what I'm seeing on social media.
That's social media, but I'm telling you right now, I don't know what you're looking at. But hold on, Leach. What you are seeing on social media, there's plenty of things on social media every day that aren't true. But go with what the facts are. He took reps against the first team. That's Myles Garrett, the best defense the Browns have. He took reps against the first team within the first week, Wednesday to Wednesday.
And went 2 for 3. And let's see how they go treat him after that. How they go treat him after
Oh, we're doing this the camp stats. No. Okay, we're doing the camp stats thing. See,
I'm
that's,
just saying, you guys are putting them up there. How come I can't use the camp stats?
I don't use the camp stats. No.
I might have relayed. Kenny didn't want the stats. He didn't want them.
Okay, Leach.
I might have shoved them down his throat a few times.
Leach, I'm going to turn off the microphone. You tell Lima about the camp stats, and I'm not going to pay attention. Go
ahead.
So, like I say, he went 2 for 3. 2 for 3 with the starters. So, what are they going to do now? I guess, like you say,
that's 66.666666666%.
Yeah. And what was Dylan Gabriel yesterday? What did he go for?
Dylan was bad.
Ah, gosh, turn
really
it, no.
bad.
What did Flacco do yesterday? He went for like 3 for 5.
Kenny Pickett wasn't even out there either. I didn't see Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I didn't see him doing
Kenny Pickett wasn't there. He's injured. Right. I understand that. I'm just saying, man. Get a man a chance. Like they said, it's going to be a fair quarterback competition. Let him show what
he's
got.
I imagine, and thank you.
Leach, thank you for the call.
I do imagine, right? Preseason. Kenny, for years, I've been telling you, you got to really watch this preseason stuff. You're going to watch it from start to finish. I'm at the feast every year when they have the first preseason game. I am going to be dialed in from start to freaking finish.
See, I said, does Lima owe it to everybody to watch the entire preseason games? And here you are now.
I have been getting more excited by the day because I'm sitting here texting Daryl. I'm texting Mary Kay. I'm texting Zach Jackson. I'm texting Baldinger, my new friend. I'm texting them all. How much is this real? What part of this is real? Because are you going to really evaluate the numbers when they're not wearing pads? Okay, now they're wearing pads. But is it truly live? Are they tackling to the ground? How much? Finally, we've seen some tackling to the ground. But what about when it comes to the quarterback? All right, joint practices. They're going to be trying to kill the quarterback, but certain parts are going to have some periods where it's not necessarily going to be full go. Preseason games are going to be trying to kill the quarterback.
So
they're not whistling stuff dead before you get there.
You're picking Shedeur Sanders over, it was Grandma Corky, right?
Yeah, RIP.
Yeah. So you were picking Shedeur Sanders over Grandma Corky's baked rigatoni. Ziti.
I might have to steal some to go upstairs and watch.
Excellent. So you wouldn't do that. You would pick the Ziti over Kenny Pickett or anybody else.
In the past, yes.
That's a star, folks. That's as fair as it gets right
Jake
there.
Jake DeLomes, the Brandon Whedons.
A guy who prides himself on not bothering to watch the preseason games. He's picking Shedeur Sanders over some of the best Italian cooking that you're going to find. That, my friends, is true respect.
Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.